Hello and welcome back to the Energetically Her podcast. I'm Kayla Langhoff, your host. Today we are joined with a super fun guest, Kayla Rose Stevens. She is an incredible woman, a spiritual intuitive healer, and she's also a host for her own podcast called Healing is Hot. Today she shares with us a beautiful transformational story that really showcases the power of our own emotions and beliefs and how we can leverage those to create quantum leaps in real time and change our reality from the inside out. She shares so many things with us about her favorite manifestations after healing trauma from the past. She shares how to connect with your intuition more using some tools. We talk about free will versus destiny and how much control do we actually have over our life. She also adds one of the biggest misconceptions around healing and debunks that and so much more. You are going to love this episode. Keep on listening and let's get into it. Welcome to the Energetically Her podcast. I am your host, Kayla Langhoff, entrepreneur, women's coach, and dog mom. I am obsessed with showcasing the power of merging energetics and mindset to transform your life. If you are ready to start living your dream reality, to feel energized, unstoppable, and become a vibrational match for everything that you want, then this podcast is for you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose for all things mindset, healing, manifestation, personal development, and so much more to become your version of Energetically Her. With brand new episodes out each week, I am so excited that you're here. Now let's get into the show. So Kayla, can you tell us a little bit more of your background story and where you're from?
Yeah, so I am from originally, I'm from like an hour from Boston, Massachusetts, like an hour west of there, but I'm currently in Dallas, Texas. And yeah, my backstory, how I ended up here with you and how I got into what I'm doing now is in 2020, so it's like 4 years ago now, I just became incredibly sick overnight, like super quickly. It all happened so fast. I remember kind of like some details of the story, how it all happened. I was out at this like outdoor bar with my boyfriend at the time, and I came home that night and I had what I thought was a mosquito bite that was like kind of itchy on me. And so then the next morning I woke up, I had all these flu-like symptoms, thought it was a spider bite, went to the hospital and they just diagnosed me with like a spider bite and gave me a bunch of antibiotics and a bunch of different things. And it just continually got worse over the month. And so throughout that month, I started to figure out like things just got worse and worse. A lot of flu-like symptoms, a lot of pain in my body that I'd never experienced in my life, a lot of panic attacks, anxiety, a lot of mental health symptoms that I'd never really experienced to that extent in any way. And just a lot of things that weren't making sense, a lot of things I'd never experienced. And over that month, I started to put together that I was experiencing Lyme disease, but I was living in Georgia at the time. And like, they didn't really understand it when I would go to the doctor there. Like they would just kept telling me that that's not what was happening. It's not what was happening, but I just knew that was, that's what was happening. And so I ended up in the ER like 3 times that month. Never before in my life had I been to an ER for myself. So they, of course, made me kind of feel like I was like using their resources, but I was like the last person to do that. So they just really were just, we don't know what's wrong with you. I was doing all these tests, EKGs, because I couldn't breathe right. My heart was palpitating so fast. I was getting my lungs x-rayed, like any test you could think of, blood tests, and nothing was coming up. Nothing was coming through. So I was like, can you refer me to a place where I can get tested for Lyme disease? And even their tests were showing up negative for Lyme. So long story short, a couple months goes by and I'm just in the worst pain of my life, worst shape of my life. I was in grad school. I couldn't do my work for that. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't really function. Couldn't work anything. And I end up getting connected with somebody who had a similar experience with as me from my hometown. And he got me connected with a doctor who did a different type of test, blood test, that did confirm I did have Lyme disease. I was experiencing Lyme disease. I don't like to say I have or I had, but I was experiencing that. And from there, I essentially started intuitively healing my body because I went on antibiotics for a really long time and it messed up my body, made me worse, and it just was not working for me at all. But it was keeping me stable enough to where it wasn't the exact same place I was in. So I just trusted it and kept going. And after 16 months of that, I mean, that's a long time to be on antibiotics. I intuitively was like, I need to go try this other thing. And that's where I started getting into healing the body from the actual trauma and underlying emotional root cause inside first. And so that's when I started kind of that turning point of what I do now, which is healing everything from the inside out. So I did end up doing a physical treatment as well that was a lot more holistic and a lot more like intuitive based. But without doing that underlying emotional root cause and trauma healing and subconscious reprogramming that I had to do first, it wouldn't have had the same type of effect, if that makes sense. But that's kind of a long story short. There's so many more details I could go into, but long story short, how I ended up here.
Wow, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. We have, one, we have so many similarities, but two, you've overcome so much in a short period of time, and it's mm-hmm. remarkable. And I have a question before.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much I could go on.
Yeah.
About what you just said. What was the physical treatment that you did? Was it like Reiki or something, or what?
No, it was a treatment like for Lyme with a doctor and for heavy metals. I also experienced mold toxicity and stuff like that. It was called, I hesitate to say it sometimes only because it's not always what's going to be what's best for everybody, but it is called Lyme Stop in Idaho. That's what intuitively I channeled to use. And so I do often have people come to me and they just want to know the physical side of things, but without doing that emotional piece, that going to Lyme Stop is not going to heal you, if that makes sense, because it's going to just come back. You're going to bounce in and out of remission. And I actually had that personal experience. So saying this for myself and also people I've worked with and everything. So sometimes I don't really talk about the physical piece of it only because, like, yes, it was a big part of my journey, but it wouldn't have even mattered if I didn't do all of the underlying emotional work first or simultaneously.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emotions are so strong, and I don't think people realize how it mm-hmm. really creates your reality. Like, you
it does.
Mirror from how you feel on the inside, not even just how you feel, but like your energy and your like actual field mirrors your external experience mm-hmm. in life.
So 100%.
If you try to do superficial things like, oh, I'm going to just start reading a whole bunch about this, or I'm going to change my habits. And it's like, that's cool. But you're going to have things mm-hmm. come up that's trying to get your attention of being like, we love you, but also we need to like get to the root of what's going on.
Yeah, 100%. And all of the symptoms I was experiencing at the end of the day, they were all coming from just suppressed trauma from, this was 25 when this all started. I was 25 when this all started. So for 25 years, really, I was sitting in a lot of suppressed emotions and trauma. So if I hadn't sat in that, then I wouldn't have experienced the physical symptoms. So literally every physical symptom I was experiencing was created internally first. So even if we're using that physical treatment and we're not addressing that internal, it's not going to stay away. It's going to show up differently in your body. Like, it's going to come back in one form or another. And I see that in friends and family all the time of, oh, well, I got this removed and I did this antibiotic and I did this. And it's like, then it comes back because in a different form. And that's not to scare anyone. That's just to say, like, we have a lot more control than we think we do without using that external thing. But sometimes we do need it to help. Like, I had, at that point, I had attracted being bit by a tick. And I actually was bit by a tick twice in my life. Mm-hmm. So I was already kind of dealing with some of those physical infections when I didn't even know before this occurrence for 5 years. That's something I intuitively channeled later. I didn't know that at the time. But I forget where I was going with this, but essentially the physical treatment that I did wasn't going to do anything if I didn't address all of those traumas I sat in my whole life. And everything does truly come from there first. And then I attracted being bit by the tick due to those emotions I was sitting in.
Absolutely. You almost like you feed yourself the same meals that you're used to, like not actual food, but the same experiences subconsciously, even if you don't like them. And you're mm-hmm. like, why am I doing this? Or why am I attracting the same person over and over? Why is this symptom not going away?
Mm-hmm.
I had something similar happen to me a couple years ago where my neck started to hurt out of nowhere. And, I just kind of pushed through it. I'm like hyper independence over here. Like, no one can stop me. No one can tell me nothing.
Yeah.
And I have no clue how long it was hurting for. But then it progressed into like, okay, now my shoulders hurt. Okay, now I'm getting headaches. Okay, now I'm this. Now I'm that. I landed up in the ER and it had like zero mobility. And they're like, we don't know what's wrong with you. They like put an icy hot patch on my back, gave me some really strong ibuprofen and was like, okay, bye. Like, have fun.
Yeah.
We don't know what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And it was just after I did all these tests and everything was normal. And I was like, WTF, like, what is going right. on? And then I stumbled across Louise Hayes and I was like, okay, God, I get it now. I understand.
Yeah.
I was so stubborn and so closed off that I wasn't getting the answers because I was looking for answers where there was none. Like, that was not right. the solution for me. Like, my hormones were fine. Everything else was okay. It was mm-hmm. a lot deeper. It's so interesting, but some of us kind of, at least for me, I used to be someone who had to learn things the hard way sometimes. Now I'm so much better.
100%.
But before, you just try to go to what you're used to and thinking that that's going to give you a solution.
Yeah. And I like that you just said you were closed off too, because I think that's how a lot of people can be, because we're afraid to feel and admit that maybe we've been lied to and that maybe it's not, everything is not always what it seems or how we were brought up and raised. And it can be like scary to face that. So it causes us to feel closed off to other things that are where the answers actually are, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you were suppressing your emotions when you were younger, at what point did you realize like, oh, like maybe this is not for my highest good? Or was it not till the physical symptoms showed up to where you were like, what's going on?
Well, like, it's like a yes and no to that second part of it wasn't until the physical symptoms came up, because there was a lot going on my whole life where I did know I was experiencing anxiety. I would experience panic attacks. I'd been put on Xanax and antidepressants at another point in my life, like short term, because I knew it wasn't working for me. So I quickly I don't want to say like always against pharmaceuticals and everything, because obviously they have a time and a place, but I was always very like looking for more of an alternative. I was always kind of like that, but didn't really have the resources and the capability of finding it. So I did know that like I never felt well my whole life, and I always felt like I just experienced a lot of anxiety my whole life. And you would have never known, because I think outwardly I was pretty confident in my whole life, so you would never actually know that. But I was always, I just had this pit in my stomach 24/7 constantly. I never felt like I fit in. I never felt, you know, there was, and I didn't also fully recognize that a lot of what I'd experienced in my life was considered trauma. So I think that's another thing, is we're convinced that, you know, we have, our life looks a certain way, or our upbringing looks a certain way. And even though it can totally look different on the inside, like the outside looking in, we don't always know that. So I wasn't really putting it together that I'd experience what I'd experienced. I didn't think, because I didn't consciously think about it, I didn't think it affected me, but it did. It affected me in the subconscious, and it sat there my whole life, even though I was like, oh no, I don't care about that thing that happened when I was 5. I did. I did. I held on to it. So it really wasn't, and I sought out therapy and things like that in the past before all of this happened, but I never had any sort of success with it. So I just thought like, oh, well, this is just life. So then it was when all of these physical symptoms came about really quick. And I mean, I just went from being what I considered normal at the time. Looking back, it wasn't normal. I was experiencing some symptoms and didn't fully know or didn't fully understand that it wasn't normal. Like, you know, how we are always, like a lot of people are like fatigued a lot of their life. I was really fatigued, but I was only 25 when this happened. So, you know, a few years before that, I was in college drinking, partying all the time. So I just thought that's why I couldn't focus in school. I thought that's why I like was fatigued all the time. I didn't really think much more of it. So I did ignore some signs, but then when it really blew up and I went from just like a few things to like hundreds of things within a month, that's when I had to start realizing, oh, there's like way more to life. This was already not normal before this. And like, so yeah, it was kind of when that happened, when I really started taking it seriously. But I think I was getting intuitively information before that, but I just wasn't as connected with it as I am now. So I didn't fully follow it or listen to it and go in the right direction, not the right direction. There's no right or wrong, but the direction that I could have to solve a few things earlier, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. I love mm-hmm. that you said there's no right or wrong, because yeah. everything is neutral. We are the ones who
100%.
Are like, and as yeah. we heal and evolve and change, things that have happened to us, we look back and we see the golden ribbons of like blessings, and we see the gifts that it gave mm-hmm. us, or the wisdom or the experience that we needed to move forward. And it's interesting because most people think of trauma as like, okay, a car wreck, and you would know to go to the hospital. Maybe you get checked for a concussion, like maybe you take it easier, or like you're more gentle to yourself, or maybe trauma is like a death in the family or something happens. But trauma literally could be someone bullying you in third grade, and now you have this insecurity about something, or your mom throws away an artwork that you just love that, you know, she didn't mean for you to see it in the trash. And now you're like, oh my gosh, my mom doesn't love me. Like, and that can compound. It's those little moments of like the day to day that's almost more traumatic because you don't notice it. And then it just kind of builds and it stays there.
Yeah, 100%. And also we do this thing where we try to forget/suppress it so that we don't have to think about it. And so then we almost forget and we'll black out and block things out. So we don't even have to fully remember the details of what happened for it to still be affecting us. And I think that's where we like convince ourselves and gaslight ourselves into thinking that something wasn't traumatic because we're like, oh, I just like don't remember how it fully happened. But that was a protection and coping mechanism to not remember at the time. Mm-hmm. So you can even have things that have been stored in there. You just like, you remember going down differently, or you didn't even remember happening because at the time it was too much for your nervous system to even process.
Yeah, it's like playing telephone. Like by the time you're like their seventh or eighth person, it doesn't even sound the same. And you don't even know like really what happened because your mind can just play tricks on you and just things can change.
Exactly. So like when I was, before this all happened for me, I probably would have looked back at some of my other childhood experiences that were like literally the root cause of why all of this happened to the degree that it did and think like, well, I don't think much about it. So it clearly didn't affect me. But now that I like have done the work that I've done and know what I know, I'm like, oh my God, no, that was crazy that all happened to me. Like that's like wild. So it's just like also the perspective and when you're able to process more of it. And if you even need to, you don't even need to necessarily go back and relive it to process it and like get it out of your body. But it's just interesting how the perspective can change once you like know this type of stuff.
Yeah, healing can be fun. It doesn't have to be like horrendous. I think people think that like, oh, I don't want to have to relive this, or I don't have enough time, or I'm not capable, or I'm not resourceful enough where I am at this moment. But it gets to be a lot lighter than people think. And there's so many things out there. Can you tell us a little bit more about, I know you have your program. Ooh, I'm drawing a blank. What is it? Is it Healing is Hot? What is it?
Yes. So that's only actually accessible now currently to my private mentorship students. So not really something that's going on open for enrollment currently, but yes, I do have often like ongoing programs that I'll launch in regards to healing. A lot of the focus is on healing the mind and body, but also feeling safety in the body and adjusting with the nervous system and releasing these emotions from the body so that we can heal physical symptoms. That's a lot of my focus. But also just a lot of subconscious reprogramming to free yourself of any blocks and limitations, because I know I'm talking a lot about physical stuff right here because that's like where a lot of my journey began. But also we get blocked in like energetically in so many ways that prevent us from like making money, like moving on with our career. And like there's fear there and old limiting beliefs that aren't ours, like our parents, how they raised us, like we take that on. And so removing a lot of that and like really figuring out who you are deep down and just like living the life that you want in conjunction with healing physical and mind and body things too.
Yeah, it all works together. Mm-hmm, what would you say your favorite tool is, or what do you love to use, whether it's for yourself or on your clients, like in your private mentorship for healing and intuition? And
that's a good question. Probably the biggest thing that I love to teach is just finding your own value within yourself, because that is actually a huge root cause of illness. And that was a big root cause for me. So my experience when I like channeled back and looked back on how to heal everything, I was really disconnected from my own value as a soul. So a lot of the traumas and experiences that I went through and experienced in my life that created everything I dealt with was I didn't feel valuable. I felt very inconvenient to like just in life, just to people. And I know there's a lot of people out there that deal with this. So how we can start to shift that is by like getting very, very rooted in the actual qualities and attributes that our soul already has here on earth, like right now. So it's not about changing anything about you, but it's about really connecting with the fact that your soul chose to come here during this time period, and you can't get past that. So basically, when we can recognize that our souls came here on earth right now during this specific time for a reason, on purpose, and really get connected with the fact that nothing about us was a mistake, is when we can start to really connect with who we truly are, and when we can feel that who we truly are, and I'll give some examples too, but when we connect with who we truly are, that's when we can start to feel that value in ourselves. And when we start to feel that value within ourselves is when our external world gets to change, because as you know, everything that goes on outside of us comes from that feeling and what we believe to be true inside. So that physical, majority of the physical ailments I was experiencing, because there are a couple other little root causes that happened too, but majority of what I experienced was, especially the mental health based symptoms, were coming from me feeling like I was just so unimportant, so not valuable. I had this massive neural pathway that was telling me, based on traumas and experiences, that like I was just inconvenient to earth. Like I was an inconvenience to everybody. And there was just a lot of emotional neglect in my childhood. So like, how would you not develop that? You know, not anyone's fault that we do. But because of that, it started to, after years and years, pile up of that. Many experiences would replicate. Like I would just attract more and more of that because that's what I thought was true. So then it just got more and more intense until it had to express in the physical after so many years. So when we can feel the opposite of that and recognize, oh, my soul chose to come here during this time with these certain qualities that I have within me, get really rooted in that, and don't let anyone outside of you tell you otherwise, that's when we start to actually shift the illness, shift the way people treat us, shift everything. So that's my favorite thing that I teach, because I think it's honestly one of the most important concepts. But I do want to also give an example of what I mean by that, because it was a lot of words and not any tool. So basically what I mean by that is I used to think when I was younger, I'm always very straightforward, very blunt, to the point. And I used to think that was awful. I used to think that was terrible. So I then would take these qualities about myself that I thought were awful and turn them into a positive, because there are no mistakes. So my soul chose that for a reason. My soul chose to, I used to think it was, I was kind of bitchy. Like that's what I thought to be true my whole life, which wasn't true because I'm not a mean person. I just am very straightforward and blunt. And so that can come across that way, or like I thought it was that way. So then what I did was I said, okay, well, my soul chose this for a reason. There's no mistakes in that. So why did it choose this? And when you look at it that way, of why did my soul choose to come here? Why did my soul choose these things about me? You can get connected with them. So I really connected with the fact that my soul chose to come here to be very blunt and straightforward, because that's how some people need to hear a message. That's how some people need to receive information. So now I'm very good at telling a story straightforward, getting to the point, teaching people in a session what I need to teach them, really straightforward, really quick, to the point, not adding a bunch of fluff. So, and some people truly do need to hear things in a certain way, whereas there are healers out there that, and if this is for you, like this isn't talking down on anybody at all, but like there are healers out there that just want to hold your hand and stuff. Whereas I'm going to be like, okay, well, this is what's happening. Let's pull ourselves out of victim mentality and flip the switch. And that's how we're going to take our power back. So that's what I truly believe is like game changing, is when we don't play a victim to our circumstances. Because if I did, which I did, there was a point where I was doing that, it wasn't getting me anywhere. So I'm very good at getting people out of that because I'm so straightforward and blunt. So I think it's such an advantage now. And I've rooted myself into that as being such an amazing thing and on purpose and no mistakes happening here, versus telling myself, oh, I'm a bitch, people hate me because I'm bitchy. And then it just, like I used to tell myself that, like growing up. And then I would create more of people thinking that, and then more of me thinking that. And it just was a toxic cycle. And so now that I'm more rooted in who I am and there's no mistakes in what my soul chose to come and embody, I can feel that I am valuable and I'm allowed to take up space. I can take up space here on earth and be who I truly am. And so that's what started to change everything for me, and changes a lot for everybody that I see. So that's my favorite thing.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. There is what you said, like really struck a chord with me about taking things that maybe you're like, oh, why am I like this? Or why do I do this? Look at this unique trait I have, or look at how I'm able to do this so well, and just making it a positive and not thinking that oh, I need to hide this and blend in with other people. It's like, no, babe, you have that because you're unique. You have your own gifts, your own strengths, and it's okay, but not everyone's going to get it. Like, why would you want like everyone to understand you, because they don't even understand themselves.
100%. And it's just a fact. And the way the universe is balanced is that there's always going to be people that don't like you, just as many people that do like you. So when you can kind of move past that and then get connected with who you are, like the things outside of you can't affect you the same. And it actually will start to reverse that illness that you're dealing with. Absolutely. And those symptoms.
Absolutely. In your opinion, do you think that it's easy for us to forget or kind of feel like we are the victim because we forget how powerful we are?
Yeah, so I don't even think it's that we forget how powerful we are. I think it's that we are just straight up not raised to know. So the way society is designed these days is just you are meant to, by their standards, stay powerless, because that's beneficial for the way society runs right now. So I think it's very easy to get caught in the trap, and I don't blame, I mean, I was there, like, just based on the story I was telling you, and it's very hard. It can be very hard to pull yourself out of, but just from my experience of doing it, it's actually so much harder to stay where you are. So it's almost like, do you ever hear that quote of like, choose your hard? That's kind of how it is. It's like, it's going to be hard either way. It is a lot harder to stay in the position that I was in than to live the life that I live now, which did require me pulling myself out. But we just are not taught in the school system. We are not taught in society to know that we have that power. But once you start to look at things a little bit differently and start connecting with who you are, is when you kind of start to feel it. And then you're like, oh, wait, I just did that for myself, so I can do anything for myself. And so I think what I've noticed is it takes a lot of times, like for me, it took that traumatic, big, massive event for me to really fully understand that and take my power fully back. But I think it also takes practice, as weird as that sounds, because I think we need that experience and we need to see that we can shift ourselves out of it to start to reprogram the mind to see that we can do it. So it's not necessarily something for everybody that's like an overnight switch of one day I just feel powerful versus yesterday when I never did in my whole life. And so I say that because I don't want to discourage people thinking like, their story doesn't sound as amazing as mine sounds right now. Like, trust me, there's a lot more that you didn't see that went on and how long it took me to fully do it. And so it does take practicing of having to deal with situations and pulling yourself out. And it's not our fault we get put there, but we do have so much more power than we often recognize.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. What's your perspective on free will versus destiny, of having predetermined things in your soul contract?
Yeah, so it's both. So we do have soul contracts. So like for me, in my soul contract personally was to experience those experiences that I did. And in my soul contract was to also, which is going to be in everybody's, there's going to be a way out for you. So I had in my soul contract is written that I was going to experience what I experienced, and then I was going to find my way out of it through the type of work that I do now. However, if I had sat there and my human self decided, no, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to do this other thing instead and not follow my intuition, which there's no right or wrong, because like we were talking about earlier, everything's getting you to where you want to go, even if one way takes you longer than the other. If it takes you longer, then that just means you needed to learn something, and you won't know that it took you longer, so it's not going to F up your life or anything. But that would be my free will, to not be listening to my intuition. So we have it. It exists, and we can't go against, like nothing can help us and go against that. So that kind of goes for also like when we're reprogramming things in the mind and healing things, and we're still sitting there saying, well, energetically, my soul contract, I see that I can be a millionaire by next year, or whatever it is just like a hypothetical situation. But then I'm sitting here telling myself over and over, well, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor. I don't even like to use that word, but for the purpose of the story. Well, that's my free will to decide that that's what I am. So that's still free will, and my soul contract does not matter if I'm using my free will to say something is happening when something else is trying to happen, if that makes sense. So like you can use free will in anything. So I also, at the time of when I was experiencing the whole chronic illness part of my life, I was also in a really emotionally abusive relationship, which goes hand in hand with how emotions create the illness, how it all, yeah, you get it then. So it all adds up. My soul contract, I was contracted to experience a relationship like that, not necessarily with that exact person, but I was contracted to have that experience and all happen at the same time. But my soul contract was also to get out of that, not be in that forever, and then align with somebody who's more of a match for me down the road. But I could have chosen, my human self could have stayed scared, which I totally understand. It was very hard to leave that. So not diminishing how hard that is, but my free will, I could have chosen to stay. And that's free will. Like there's nothing anyone could do for that for me if I'm choosing to use my free will that way. So we do have it and it exists. So it's just about knowing when to follow, like how to tap into your intuition and using that versus knowing what's intuition and what's not, so that you know how to follow that instead of using free will in like a way that's maybe not helpful for you. So like me, my free will, like I use my free will to do the work that I do and to follow what my soul contract says. Like it's almost like I feel I'm using both because it's still my choice to like follow my intuition. So I feel that I'm still using it, but I'm still doing what I'm contracted to do.
Mm-hmm. Love how you describe that, because when I have asked that, I kind of give a similar take of, well, it's what you want it to be. It's what you choose. It's what you believe in. Like you almost have to believe it to see it. Some people think, I'll believe it when I see it, but if it's in front of me, okay. But you have to imagine it. You have to open yourself up to that, and then it's going to appear. Speaking of free will, when I was at my lowest point, I was like, okay, God, I don't know what you want from me. I don't want to live 75 years in pain and like this. I'm not going to live a life like this. This could not be happening to me. What can I do, or what am I not seeing? And the next day I was getting a myofascial release massage, and she had, and I put to her for like 6 months, every week almost on the dot. She'd never mentioned to me this doctor that she found, this holistic doctor. And when I called, they had like a random cancellation and got me in the same week. Totally changed my life. They do cranial sacral therapy, like all the different stuff. But it wasn't until I was like, okay, I'm gonna ask for help. I'm like opening myself up, that I found it. And sometimes we don't always know best, as far as there are easier ways to get things we want, and we have to ask. Like no one can really read our mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I like the way you put that.
What would you say is some of your favorite things that you have manifested or created? You just moved into your new apartment. It looks so cute.
Yeah. Okay. So there's like a lot. And I was just writing up an Instagram post on this, so they're fresh on my mind. So I love that you asked me that. I would say, honestly, like this is going to sound like not, and I'll go into a couple others only because this is kind of probably not what you're expecting, but certain soul aligned friendships actually is probably my favorite thing that I've ever manifested, because I, you know, the background of my story, I always just felt not valuable and not appreciated and all these things. And so then I kept attracting more and more of that. So I really struggled with, it's interesting. My family's always like, you've always had so many friends. Like people have always loved you, because that's what it looks like on the outside. But it was always, I was, and this is nothing negative towards anybody else, but I just was always attracting people that I wasn't aligned with anymore, or I'd be aligned with at certain times in my life. And then we would both just be going separate directions. And when I got really sick, a lot of my friends dropped off, because I at the time didn't recognize that I was kind of in a party phase. So my friends were in a party phase, and I was now really sick, and nobody really wanted to invest in me as a friend anymore. That's what it felt like. That's really wasn't the full truth of the story, but that's what it felt like. So now I have these friendships that do, you know, are really into, or at least understanding of what I do, and are just on a totally different timeline and path that I'm also on. So I think that was huge for me. That's one of my favorite things that I've ever attracted. But also, yes, I am now, last week, moved into this high-rise apartment in downtown Dallas that I've been seeing intuitively for 2 years. So that was really cool too. So I think that was a huge moment for me. And then also just a full-time brand and business, I would say, are like my favorites.
I love that. The possibilities of what people can achieve is endless when you know what you're calling in, or you have that idea of what's meant for you. Well, you know, it's there. You just have to reach out and take it.
Yeah, 100%. And of course, like healing my body physically too, but I think that was obvious from the conversation. But yeah, those were some more like fun things that I've experienced and created.
I love that. What would you say you love to do when you're not in your business? What do you love to do?
Yeah. Oh, good question. I love to travel, and I haven't really been able to do a ton of it the last 4 years, kind of because of what I experienced and just kind of getting my life back situated, I would say, and like getting myself where I wanted to be. But I would say traveling is probably one of my favorite things to do. And so I will still implement that into my life, even if it's nothing crazy. So like if I'm not doing things with clients or doing work, I love to just go explore, even if it's by myself. I'll go find new restaurants, new coffee shops, new places to walk around in my area. I've only been in Dallas a year. So I kind of like just like to explore different areas. And that's something fun that I like to do.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay, a couple more questions.
Yeah.
What is your favorite type of person to work with currently?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite type of person, but I think that I love specifically working with I love to work with everyone, and these people are the people that are called to work with me, but specifically they all have this one thing, and it's that they actually want to do the work and feel empowered and like make the shifts happen. Because even if someone comes to me and they're not there yet, or they're struggling, and like, you know, I can definitely help shift your perspective on where you're at to help you pull out of victim mode and all of that and help you make the shifts. But, and I even hate saying the word victim mode because it makes it sound so negative when like we all go through it, we all experience it. But it's just like the best way to explain it. Like I guess you could say like a disempowered state. And I like to take people to that empowered state, but people who are committed to not being in an empowered state and don't actually want to get out of it, I think is very hard to make shifts with. And I really don't get a lot of that. I think people are called to see me when they're ready to. But I think everybody that I love working with and that I do work with, they all have that mentality of I'm going to do what I need to do to get myself out of this. And they feel inspired, and they feel if they're not empowered right now, they want to be. And so they want to get to that place of like taking their power back. And that's really important to me. And that's really fun for me. And that's really how you see the most shifts in your life. So it's more, that's how you're going to get the biggest shift. So I think that's what's really fun is I get to watch people have the big shifts when they have that perspective and mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're committed and they're like, okay, mm-hmm. Great. She has these tools. She has this extra wisdom. She can help me. And it's almost like you're not just handing someone. It's funny. I was on a call this week with an astrologer. She was explaining how like, Kayla, like, wow, like you're so good at not really giving someone a fish, but you actually love to teach them how to fish. Like you're helping. It's the same thing with you. You're helping your clients with these tools, and you're not just reading off of a book and like preaching to them. You're actually like, okay, like how does this feel? Like, what does this mean? Like, you're actually getting them to work with you and to be so like integrated in what they're evolving into and like these next phases. And It's so beautiful in a world where people think that they need all this stuff outside of themselves, all these different courses and different things. And there's a time and a place. Those are really awesome.
Yeah.
But you can't always think that everything else is more powerful than you because you're the most powerful thing there is, especially for your own
100%. Life. Yeah, exactly. And it's all about like, I want to teach you how to actually use this stuff outside of this Zoom call. Like it's not about just like, here's 1 hour where we're going to do something and then you're never going to use it again. Like if that's how it goes, then it's not going to make that shift, that lasting permanent shift in your life. So it's like the people that really want to take control of their own life and use what we're going through and applying it for themselves too.
I love that so much. I agree. Mm-hmm. You have to really integrate what you learning is experience. Learning is not just information. There's so many times where we have like all these books open on our nightstand and it's awesome. But if we don't always use it, then we might as well be reading for fun. You know,
exactly.
Gonna remember it. So.
Right.
So yeah. Interesting. With your mention about you love to travel, do you have any fun coming up or anything exciting for this year that you're looking forward to?
So I actually don't because I was so focused on moving, but I think that that's almost better that I don't because it leaves room for like anything to happen. So yeah, nothing crazy so far, but now that you brought this up twice, I think maybe I need to plan something. And it's funny, I got this, you were totally meant to tell me this today because yesterday I kept getting all these like weird almost like intuitive hits of like, you need to travel somewhere, but I just like never really sat down and was like, okay, I need to plan something. So I think now after this, I definitely do.
You definitely. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting because I'm like seeing a beach and palm trees, but I'm like, but that's what I like. So I'm like, I don't know if Kayla likes the same.
No, I think I need that. I think that's what I need after the last few years, honestly. So I think I do need that. So you were meant to tell me that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so fun how those come
in. I know.
I was definitely thinking about, I haven't traveled as much recently, and I love to travel, but it's been a lot of like health, business, and the level ups. And
yeah, I get that.
I have so much clarity, but like now I want to go have more fun. So.
Yeah, I get that. That's how I feel. I'm like, I'm in my fun era again, because I kind of went through similar of like a lot of cycles of different soul growth things I had to do over the last couple of years. So I'm like, okay, we're in our fun era now.
Yes, I love that so much. People's lives can be, you can heal, you can have fun, you can have experiences. Mm-hmm. You're here to be a human, have a full human experience.
Like 100%.
You just need to be healing, you being at home.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I was in that phase for a long time, and now that I see that it's, there's so much more than just healing your trauma.
Right. Oh, 100%. And we heal our trauma so we can enjoy the life, you know? So,
Okay. Last question.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to connect with their intuition more?
Yeah. Oh, good question. Okay. Biggest advice on that would be to understand that you are already connected with your intuition, whether you know it or not. And so a way to start to decipher what's going on for you is to take those things you're hearing in your head, you're seeing in your visions, you're feeling in your body, and sit with them. And if they don't sound like something someone outside of you would tell you, that's intuition. So like, this is a big misconception I see, and where I see so many people get tripped up with their intuition, is they're letting outside human logic determine that for them, and like their human brain get in the way. So like, this maybe sounds like more of an advanced step, but I actually think it needs to be a first step of connecting, because when the earlier that you can realize and recognize that intuition does not have to make logical sense, it more often than not doesn't make logical sense, is when you can start to really decipher the difference between your human brain and your intuitive brain. So for example, I actually was going to move to Florida last year instead of to Dallas, but my intuition was screaming at me to move to Dallas instead, and kept telling me I would get what I wanted to get quicker if I moved here. And there were just so much that I made happen since I've moved here, other career related projects as well, that like would not have happened if I wasn't living here. Mm-hmm. This apartment wouldn't have happened if I was living here. I wouldn't have been able to take my business full time as quick if I wasn't living here. So there's so many, like the people I've met and like become friends with wouldn't have happened. So it's kind of like that didn't make any logical sense. So my friends and family were like, why do you want to move there? You didn't even really like it there the first time you ever went there, and like, doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I know, but that's what they're saying. Even though for years I've wanted to go to Florida, I just have to follow it. It didn't make any logical sense. But now like a year later, I'm like, oh my God, it made so much sense. But you kind of have to like play around with understanding that you might be hearing something that sounds absolutely outlandish and not make any sense. That's your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talk about all the time that your intuition is overqualified for its job if you'll just get out of the way.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yes, I love that.
Well, I'm so happy you've overcome so much, that you share your story, and that you're able to really serve a business that's soul-led and have all these things that you're working towards. Like, that is just, it's amazing to hear from how you used to feel and how things used to be in your life. And it's such a beautiful story and a reminder to everyone that you really can make your life whatever you want. We're more capable than we give ourselves credit for sometimes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Thank you for saying all that too.
Yeah, of course. Kayla, where can everyone find more about you?
Yeah. So my Instagram is Kayla Rose, or kayla.rose.stevens. And the most basic spelling you can think of for that. And then website is kaylarosestevens.com. So you can find everything you need in those places.
Check out Kayla on her Instagram. Her reels are so good. She really just tells it how it is. I love it.
Thank you. I do. I love doing that. I like, I'm just like, I'm going to say what I got to say.
In the moment energy, it's giving me your lesson for today.
Yeah, no, truly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. This has been so fun.
I know.
Thank you for coming on. I know we have all appreciated it, and we'll see you next time.
Amazing. Thank you for having me.